USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A rocket attack struck near the U.S. Embassy in Iraq. The attack did not injure any personnel, and the coalition remains committed to supporting the government of Iraq to defeat ISIS, according to Colonel Miles Kagans, a spokesman for the U.S. military operation. He added, they are not able to identify who was behind the attack. No one has claimed responsibility, and the incident remains under investigation. Three Iraqi officials said that two of the rockets fell inside the U.S. Embassy compound, while another hit near the coalition base. The Democratic Party has added an 11th presidential debate taking place in Phoenix on Sunday, March 15th. The debate, hosted by CNN and Univision, is taking place 2 days before voters head to the primaries in Arizona, which is emerging as a battleground in 2020. Illinois, Ohio, and Florida also hold their nominating contest on March 17th. This is USA Radio News.
February is Black History Month, and what better way to celebrate than through the sounds of music? Opening summer 2020 in Nashville, the National Museum of African American Music will feature more than 50 musical genres created and inspired by African Americans. Museum President and CEO H. Beecher Hicks III.
We are proud to be a first-of-its-kind museum dedicated to celebrating the role African Americans play in shaping the American soundtrack. When you step inside the museum, you'll be instantly immersed into what I like to call 56,000 square feet of funk. We have 7 galleries filled with more than 1,500 artifacts from some of your favorite artists, from gospel and hip-hop to country and classical. You'll be able to trace generations of untold Black history within our walls. We are one nation under a groove, uniting all people through a shared history. And we are excited to welcome everyone to Nashville, America's Music City.
For more on the National Museum of African American Music, visit blackmusicmuseum.org.
President Trump has now been snubbed by a Republican governor. With that story, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Vermont's Republican governor is not endorsing President Trump's reelection bid, but is rather endorsing Bill Weld for the White House. Phil Scott says he thinks a lot of the former Massachusetts governor and of his platform. Vermont Republicans will be primary voting on March 3rd. Scott signaled last year he had concerns about President Trump's rhetoric and conduct in office and that he might endorse someone else. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Democratic presidential candidate Pete Buttigieg said he won't take lectures on family values from conservative radio host Rush Limbaugh, who suggested Americans wouldn't elect Buttigieg because he's been kissing his husband on stage after debates. Buttigieg said, I love my husband. I'm faithful to my husband. On stage, we usually just go for a hug. And I'm certainly not going to take lectures on family values from the likes of Rush Limbaugh. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Some Americans stranded on a ship off Japan are declining an offer to be flown back home. Here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes with more.
Thousands of passengers on the cruise ship Diamond Princess have been stuck on the vessel in Japan for weeks because of the coronavirus outbreak aboard, the U.S. offering a charter flight for some 400 Americans so they can come home, though they'd have to be quarantined again for 14 days when they get here. That's why Matthew Smith and his wife say they're going to stay on the ship.
We have a nice stateroom. We have access to the balcony. We are fed well. They provide all the necessities we need in there.
Smith telling Fox News the conditions on the ship are a lot nicer than at the military base quarantine facility they'd be taken to when they get back stateside. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Superstar Elton John was forced to cut a performance in New Zealand short, announcing he was struggling with walking pneumonia. He said, I want to thank everyone who attended the gig in Auckland on Instagram. He said he was diagnosed with walking pneumonia earlier, but determined to give you the best show humanly possible. Elton John, age 72, was playing Mount Smart Stadium in Auckland as part of his Farewell Yellow Brick Road tour when he ended the performance after about 2 hours, according to Billboard magazine. Videos posted to social media show John visibly upset as he ended the show and was escorted off the stage. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.